Welcome to the Sober Cube podcast.
Hi, my name is Seamus and I'm an alcoholic. The question is, what practical advice do we offer to a newcomer who is struggling to stop drinking? Now, I have a sobriety date, which is the 19th of August, 2015, and I'm incredibly grateful to have that date. And before that date, I was definitely someone who struggled to stop drinking. Before I was introduced to Alcoholics Anonymous, the practical things that I did to stop drinking ranged from, crazy diets to, obsessive exercise, self-will, all sorts of things that just didn't work. Drinking diaries. and it wasn't until I came across Alcoholics Anonymous and spoke to members, sober members of Alcoholics Anonymous, who, that was the first time, I think, that I was really speaking to someone that understood what I was going through and had answers for me. And, the suggestions or, the practical advice that they offered me when I was a newcomer sounded really simple now, but at the time they seemed almost impossible, and they were just very simple. Find a home group, get a sponsor, work the steps, do service, help others. And, what that looked like for me, was essentially getting a home group, which was really just for me a place where if I wasn't there, people noticed. And so that kept me accountable to the meeting. I got a sponsor who had been through the steps, who had something that I wanted, and that was freedom from alcohol. They no longer struggled to stop drinking, and that's what I wanted when I was new. And to do that, they said the steps was the answer, so I took that advice and worked the step with the sponsor. And probably the first thing my sponsor said to me was, I'll do this for you, and then you need to pass that on and do this for someone else. And so sponsorship has been, both as a sponsee and as a sponsor has been very, beneficial to me staying sober and happy about it. And doing service, and service can look like getting the milk to, 2-year-long commitments, sitting on committees. And I guess the main piece of advice that I would have to someone who's new is, when you're at a meeting of AA, look for the members who, I guess, are, who look happy, and sort of go up and just ask. And I feel like getting connected with, people who have a program, who look happy about being sober, would be the best, first step advice for someone struggling, I can confidently say that, by doing those things, that I'm now someone who no longer struggles when it comes to drinking. So I hope that helps. Thanks.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the Sober Cube podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.